Marty Griffin, let's get right to it. KDK investigator Andy Sheehan, one of my very close friends, broke this story, did one hell of a job. I had to grab Sheehan this morning. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Hey, Marty. How's it going?
Excellent. Just had Rob Caruso on there. You have talked to him. I'm interested. He said, look, they put their report together. This could go to an attorney general. This could go to a district attorney, and they will determine if there are criminal charges. Do you have any inside information that anyone's looking at that for a possibility of criminal charges, sir?
No, I mean, the way this happened, it had been looked at by the Auditor General. He found it, found the evidence disturbing, but he turned it over to the Ethics Commission. He decided, this was Gene DePasquale, you know, he decided to turn it over to Ethics instead of the AG. I don't know where that stands right now. I mean, the report, you know, speaks for itself.
And no really information. He also said a district attorney could look at it. And I've reached out, haven't been able to confirm that they are as well. But that's something they can do. Hey, you've heard it. You heard him say it. He said he was vindicated. Rob Caruso flat out said there is no vindication here. You're not surprised by that, are you, sir?
No, I'm not. You know, yesterday, Dr. Hamlet said that he had been vindicated, and it showed that that he had done nothing wrong, which was kind of surprising in that, you know, he's paying thousands of dollars in fines and has been cited with multiple violations. You know, they're saying, you know, in this sort of negotiated settlement that they have with the Ethics Commission, they're pleading to being negligent in this, in the filing of these expenses, right? So he's saying, you know, I'm cleared of any intent. That's not what Caruso and the Ethics Commission are saying. You know, they didn't charge him with intentionally defrauding the public, but they didn't clear him of that either. This is just what they were able to prove.
And I was watching your reporting yesterday, and you suggested this was a pattern of behavior and not a clerical error. Caruso agrees with you, and you saw that in the reporting that you did you not, sir? A pattern of behavior.
Well, yeah. I mean, so, you know, he kept more than $6,000 in honorariums that were supposed to go to the district. He filed, he had the district pay for his reimbursements for travel and lodging when he went to conferences. And then those vendors, those hosts paid him the money. And Caruso says, you know, he just pocketed it. That was money that was supposed to go back to the district. You know, he marked time, you know, out of state and out of country when he was on personal business as work days. Instead, you know, he should have been vacation days. And then he bought back, quote unquote, unused vacation days from the district, you know, which he had clearly used. So, you know, it seems a pattern, you know, and this is what the Ethics Commission says.
Andy Sheehan did a hell of a job, man. I it was amazing reporting. I find it fascinating. Somehow this is your fault. It is your fault. You did a hell of a job, and you brought it to the attention of the public, and I'm happy as hell that you did. Thanks, my man.
Thank you, Marty.